And she kept crying most of the time. Of course, for Ramla at this time, it was a big test. She lost her husband, and in a very shameful way, as we said. She cannot go back to Mecca because Abu Sufyan, her father, is waiting for her. He's going to punish her, torture her because she accepted Islam. And she has nobody in Al-Habasha to go to. What is she going to do? So she stayed at home for a while. At this point, two people heard about this and they wanted to help her. Those were Abu Sufyan, her father, because she's still his daughter after all. I mean, she accepted Islam, he's upset with her, but at the same time, he's still her father. Abu Sufyan was confused, he did not know what to do, because he's upset with her, but he still wants her to come back. The other one who wanted to help her was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to see the greatness of the Prophet. The Prophet has time to worry about one lady, her husband died in Al-Habasha. He already has a lot of things on his hands and he's getting wahi and his companions being tortured. And he has already a lot of things going on and he still cares about one lady in Al-Habasha. And you see the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this story. So he sends to, normally if he wants something to happen in Al-Habasha, he sends to Ja'far bin Abi Talib, his cousin. He tells him, I want you to do this and that. But not this time. He sends to the king of Al-Habasha himself, Al-Najashi. And he says, I want you to send someone from your side to tell Ramla that the Prophet ﷺ is asking her for marriage. Imagine, he called the king, he told the king himself that I want you to be the one asking or from your side to ask her for marriage for me. So of course, to give her honor that this lady was patient and I want to honor her by the king himself is going to be sending her a messenger. So the king got the messenger of the Prophet ﷺ. He called his maid, one of his jariya, female servant, and he told her, go to Ramla, that's where her house is, and tell her the Prophet of the Arabs, Muhammad, of course he was hiding his Islam as we said, is asking her for marriage. So the servant goes, she knocks the door, calling Ramla, I have something important to tell you. Ramla did not open the door. We said she was sad, crying most of the time. She went through a lot. So the servant goes back to the king and she tells him she did not open the door. He said, go again and tell her the king himself wants to talk to you. She goes, she starts yelling from behind the door. Ramla, open the door, the king wants to talk to you. She did not open the door. She goes back to the king and she said, what should I do now? She's not opening the door. He told her, I know how she opens the door. Tell her Prophet Muhammad ﷺ wants to talk to you. You see, for the companions, it doesn't matter how sad you are. You hear the Prophet ﷺ, you're not going to say no. So Najashi had this trust. If she tells her Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, she will open the door. She went there and she said, Prophet Muhammad wants to talk to you. The moment she said that, she opened the door. SubhanAllah, just you see the companions and the greatness of the companions. So the servant told Ramla, I came from a Najashi. And he tells you that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ wants to ask you in marriage. He wants to propose to you for marriage. Now Ramla, of course, could not believe this. She said, can you say this again? I maybe could not really understand you the first time. Can you say this again? He said, yes, the king tells you Prophet Muhammad ﷺ wants to marry you. She said, can you say this one more time? I still, you know, when someone cannot, just so happy, cannot really believe it. They say, she kept repeating it four times. Four times, can you say this again? When she said it the fourth time, she said, you sure the Prophet himself wants to marry me? The servant said, that's what the Najashi, the king said, and of course, it's sure. The servant says, I could not tell from this point on. Was she crying in happiness or she was sad? Like, she was crying so much. Of course, she was happy, but because the tears were too much, I couldn't understand, was she sad or happy? To the point that Ramla was wearing some bracelets, you know, a lady. She took the bracelets off and she gave it to the servant. And said, this is for you because you brought me some good news. This is a gift for you. She was so happy that the Prophet ﷺ is offering her marriage. We love our dear Prophet. You see how he worried about every single one in his ummah. And he will worry for us, inshallah, about us on the Day of Judgment. We need to try to follow his sunnah. May Allah help us all and forgive our sins.